1 John 5:14, 15. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. We know that we receive what we ask of him when he hears us, and he hears us when we ask according to his will. And to ask according to his will, it's necessary to be able to hear him in his messengers. Here we see presented the principle of the collaboration of man with God by the means of his ability to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit in his own spirit and differentiate it from other voices. Let's remember what these other voices are. Other voices is the voice of our personal flesh, the voice of this world in the form of our nation, the voice of blood in the form of our house, the voice of false prophets within our churches, and the voice of religious demons within our minds. All these voices claim and battle with the voice of the Holy Spirit within our heart so that they can possess our heart. And to identify and differentiate the nature of the voice of God within our heart from the nature of other voices, we will pay attention to one unique metaphor which identifies the voice of God within the heart of a man. In this metaphor, the voice of the Lord within the heart of man, Apostle Arkady writes, is presented in 7 signs by which we can examine as to whether our heart satisfies the requirements of the temple of God or if it does not. Psalm 29:4-11. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forests bare. And in his temple, everyone says glory. The Lord sat enthroned at the flood, and the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. The phrase, "And in his temple, everyone says glory," indicates the fact that all of the above mentioned acts are components of the voice of the Lord, which comes out of the mouth of the Lord within his temple, which is his church, and every individual holy person who has built his heart into a sanctuary of the Lord. And if our heart is built into a sanctuary of the Lord, and our church is the temple of God, then the voice of the Lord will sound in the forms in which we have read, the voice of the Lord being powerful, the voice of the Lord full of majesty, the voice of the Lord breaking the cedars of Lebanon, the voice of the Lord dividing the flames of fire, the voice of the Lord shaking the wilderness of Kadesh, the voice of the Lord making the deer give birth, and the voice of the Lord stripping the forests bare. The demonstration of the voice of the Lord within the heart of man within these 7 components means that the heart of such a person is the throne of the Most High. And today we will look at the 5th goal that the voices emanating from the throne pursue. They are called, the voice of the Lord is called, to shake the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord is called to shake the wilderness of Kadesh. The wilderness Kadesh is a symbol of sanctification, a symbol of worshiping God, a symbol of serving God, and a symbol of the place where God demonstrates his holiness. The word Kadesh, which this wilderness was named by, which God shakes with his voice, means sanctified. Kadesh means sanctified. This is an oasis that is on the south side of Palestine with a spring that flows through it called Kadesh Varni, and also the waters of Meribah, or waters of quarreling. This is the most important point on the journey path of Israel from Egypt. They remained in this place for lengthy periods of time until all who believed the 10 cowardly spies died in the wilderness. Here, Miriam also died and was buried. Here is where the uprising of Korah took place. Here is where the rebellion and anger of the Israelites took place, and the blooming of the rod of Aaron. Not far from this location is where Moses struck the rock and the waters flowed. This was a very important place in the life of the Israelites. The reason the voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh is to sanctify the chosen by God nation. However, the shaking of the wilderness with the voice of the Lord pursues yet another goal. And this is to return Christ to the house of God, consisting of the nations of the earth who have loved the coming of Christ and fill his house with glory. Haggai 2:6-7, for thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, in a little bit, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and dry land, and I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The shaking of the wilderness Kadesh is presented here in the image of the shaking of not just the whole earth, but also heaven, that category of saints who have left their nation, the house of their father, and their life. Therefore, the reason why the voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh, and the reason it pursues not only the sanctification of the chosen by God nation, but also changing of what is created so that it cannot be shaken again, or cannot shake anymore. The Lord shakes the wilderness Kadesh not again just to sanctify his people, but also to finally for this nation to have an immovable kingdom so that they can no longer be moved. Let's look at this shaking. And the Lord shakes this wilderness Kadesh. And 38 years almost, the nation of Israel lived in this wilderness. There, almost all of the Israelites that were 20 years and older died. The Levites, the priests, those who did not believe God and his messengers. A very important place, location, where the Lord kept and shook the people. Let's look at this shaking and one that is to sanctify us and separate us, but also to give us the immovable kingdom. Hebrews 12:25-29. See that you do not refuse him who speaks, for if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken so that those things that cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we receive the kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence, with godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Shaking in the given situation is what's created. That which cannot be shaken is called to be revealed only after the shaking occurs. This is being born from the throne of the one standing in heaven. And so right now we are going to sing a psalm and we will thank God. The scriptures say, I shake. It's not written as in past tense. It's interesting. It's written as in the current, that shaking, God is shaking the wilderness of Kadesh. And this is happening in spirit. The most important shaking that God will do is that so the immovable may stand. And so the immovable may stand, it is necessary for the church to be cleansed from the called. And when the chosen will remain, and when the Lord will begin to shake the chosen, it's by these chosen that the immovable kingdom will come. Many people have left us. Thousands and thousands of people have passed through this place. And we say that the church is the immovable foundation. The church, the immovable foundation, has not lost a single member. All of the people who passed through our church and were shaken in the wilderness of Kadesh and fell there were not members of the immovable kingdom. The immovable kingdom, the members of it, can only be those people who are chosen by God, who will be shook by God. And in this shaking, he will demonstrate faithfulness. This is a true member of the immovable foundation. All others, they were just a temporary visitor. And Jesus simply called them called. Many are called, but few are chosen. The chosen need to understand that the Lord right now shakes his church with his word, and he shakes us every church, every service, so that his immovable kingdom may come, and we will establish this kingdom right now by singing and serving the Lord with this wonderful form of service. I will happily repeat after our pastor the important truth that every year, every time that the nation of Israel honored God with their tithes and offerings in the tabernacle of Moses or temple of Solomon, they were required as a command that Moses gave them to stretch out their hands and proclaim a great proclamation, which they continued to do and were faithful to for thousands of years, were the same Israel connected to the same roots, were nourished by the same olive tree, we will do the same thing. Please stretch out your hand over your tithes and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so that you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give for the dead. I do not give in impurity. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your words, may your heavenly windows be open to me, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen, amen. May you be blessed. Please be seated.